February 17th, 1901. Man comes from God and must return to God. This morning, as I was all oppressed and in suffering, I saw my beloved Jesus for just a little, as well as many people immersed in many miseries. Then, breaking the silence he had kept for many days, he said, "My daughter, man is born in me first, receiving the imprint of the divinity. Then, as he goes out of me to be reborn from the maternal womb, I give him the command to walk a little stretch of the way. And at the end of that way, letting myself be found by him, I receive him again into myself, making him live eternally with me." See then how noble man is, where he comes from and where he goes, and what his destiny is. Now, what should the sanctity of this man be, coming out of a God so holy? But in covering the way to come to me again, man destroys that of the divine which he has received. He corrupts himself in such a way that at the encounter I have with him to receive him into myself, I no longer recognize him. I no longer see the divine imprint in him. I find nothing of my own in him. And no longer recognizing him, my justice condemns him to go wandering on the way of perdition. How tender it was to hear Jesus Christ speak about this. How many things he made me comprehend. But my state of sufferings does not permit me to write any further.